Blog Talk Radio.
Young men who have aged out of the foster care system to go to college.
And so the Lord is just blessing me right now to come up with different speaking engagements all over where I'm sharing my over 50 years of experience of teaching special education kids, regular kids, raising foster kids, and raising kids, period, to share and give back to others.
Excellent. It's such a need to provide scholarships for our young men to go to college. What is the situation, Addie? Why is there so many young black men are not taking advantage of the educational aspects that's available to them? It's 2017. I see some of the young black men there walking around, you know, out of high school. Some of them are dropping out of high school. What is the problem now in 2017 that you have a woman like yourself who is working hard to provide scholarships, and some black men don't even want to take advantage of it? What is up with that?
Well, that's a good question, Russell. And it's not so much they don't want to. They don't know any other way. I have a chapter in my first book, which is called Driven to Succeed. And there's a chapter in that book that I talk about the mentality of many kids, particularly African-American males. The chapter is called If I Grow Up, not When. And many of my foster boys didn't really think they were going to get past 18. So they live fast because they think they're going to either end up in jail, because most of the other men in their family are in jail or have a record and they can't get a job. So they live in that self-relegated failure whereby I'm not going to get to be past 18, number one, and if I do, I'm going to be homeless, I'm going to have a record and can't get a job. So you've got to show these young people that you can do it, but they need help. They don't need a handout. They just need somebody to give them a helping hand to show them how to get there, and that's what we did at Unhatted Place. And so we have 100% success about young men when they finish high school, and I have a partnership with Compton State where they go straight to Compton State, and they live on campus, because remember, they don't have a home any longer because they've aged out of the system, so they don't qualify to stay with me. So with me being at Compton State, being the first female vice president, have a wonderful relationship and partnership where these young men stay on campus, and then they get to go to college, and they get money supposedly from social service, but it never catches up with the boys. So what I do, I go ahead and pay that tuition for these young men, their room and board, or fees, anything of the sort. And if the campus is more or less reimbursed, fine. But if not, we have a scholarship fund to take care of our young men right then. So mainly why they don't do much, because they don't have role models in their life to tell them they can. They don't have anyone to help them. And then to get from A to B is so long, they don't see the possibility that they don't have the wherewithal to be what they can be. And most of my young men are smart as they can be. Even though they were in special education for behavior problems, they are some of the smartest kids you ever want to meet. They just need someone to assist them and to help them and to keep telling them you have expectation of them. And they do live up to your expectation, or they live down to your expectation as well.
What you're doing is not only needed, it's commendable that you take time out of your precious life to devote to this cause. As a black man, I was raised by a single mother. I didn't have a father in the house, but I had a mother who understood about a house, and she taught me to get an education, do not get locked up, to respect her and to love her because of what she did for me and my sister as a mother. And I learned that at a young age that I was not no perfect child, but I never let my mother see an imperfect side of me because she wanted me to be the best. And you're doing something that's so commendable. You're showing these foster children their own parents are not there showing them anything, and you're showing them that they're worth it, that they're loved, and that they're supposed to be something. So I commend you. How did you start the program? How did you start the program?
That's interesting you ask, because if in my book, Driven to Succeed, I talk about how and why I started keeping foster kids, because actually I was a foster kid. When they closed my schools in Virginia for 5 years, you heard about the Brown versus Board of Education, where the Prince Edward County School District closed all those schools rather than to integrate after the landmark case, Brown versus Board of Education, was passed, thanks to Thurgood Marshall, who was a Supreme Court justice at the time. And you got to see the movie, Marshall. But anyway, I was one of those kids where they closed my school. So my father sent me to Norfolk to stay with a relative, whom I didn't know, and I really became a foster kid. And so I really feel for a foster kid. You're uprooted from your family, sent to a strange place, strange people, and told that, you know, you got to make yourself satisfied. And so when I was assistant superintendent of schools in Baltimore City and saw kids on the corner in the middle of the day, I just stopped the car because I'm from the old school. Want to know, why are you out of school? You are in my school district, standing on my corner in the middle of the day. So I want to know, why aren't you in one of my schools? And I found out they were foster kids. And so I picked them up, took them back to my office, wanted to find out from social service, why are these kids out of school in the middle of the day and they didn't have a home? They were runaways, you know, when kids run away, so much paperwork, so social work, it was like, well, you know, we get to them when we get to them. So I took them home for one night. I had a daughter away in law school, one away in medical school, so I had three empty bedrooms. So I thought I'd take them home for one night just to kind of get them straight, tell them what you need to do. And one night became 1 week, became 1 month. Then I just decided to keep them. And then they're St. Unhattie's place, I opened a group home because I was still assistant superintendent of schools, so I didn't have the time to work with them, so I hired a nanny and a housekeeper, but I still needed counseling, I needed other kinds of services for them. So I opened Unhattie's place, and that kinship, feeling these kids' pain, because I've gone through it myself, when they took me, sent me away from home. So I didn't plan to do it. Many times you do things in your life that you didn't plan to do, but God had you there for those kids because somebody helped me one day. So I wouldn't be Dr. Hattie Washington if somebody didn't help me one day to keep telling me that I can do it, that I'm smart, and that you can do it, you can do it, you can do it. And one of my mentors is Dr. Dorothy Heitz, who kept telling me to have passion about something. You got to be persistent, and you got to make sure you know what your purpose is in life. I always got those words in the back of my mind that she told me that when I got her 2009 humanitarian award before she died. And I was trying to build my third home in Montgomery County for foster boys, which took me 6 years. And she said, don't give up. Be persistent. You know your purpose. You got to have a passion for whatever you do in life. And if you have the passion and you know your purpose, you got to be persistent. So it took us 6 years to build this foster boys home in Montgomery County with a swimming pool, tennis court, a national model for foster kids. So, you know, it's just something that the Lord put on my heart to do. Sometimes you don't intend to do things. You can't plan things out in your life. And I didn't plan to open up a group home for foster kids. That just fell in my lap, and I knew it was the right thing for me to do at the right time for me to do it. So that's what I did.
Excellent. You said something that I want the listening audience to pay attention to. Have passion about what you want to do in your life. Have passion about it. Don't do it lackadaisy. Don't do it if you're going to have your heart into it. Be passionate about it. And I believe in that my whole life. You have to have something that you believe in. Be There magazine is a 25-year running magazine. So many times I wanted to just quit publishing, quit doing it, I started the Black Card 2 years ago, and people didn't understand what the Black Card was, but the passion of it. Once you do something with the passion of it, tell us about your book.
Well, the first book, I really started writing the first book before I opened the boys' home. When my daughters, one graduated from law school, one graduated from medical school, I wanted to share with other parents how they could do the same thing as raising kids. So the book was going to be called Don't Tell Your Daughters to Marry a Doctor or Lawyer, Tell Them to Be One. But then the boys' home fell in my lap, and I started keeping foster boys. So I put the book on the back burner. So last couple of years ago, the Lord put it on my heart that I got to get this book out because I got to share with more people how they can do the same thing, how they can be inspired, how they can raise successful girls, successful kids, how they can pose to be special education, emotionally disturbed, behavior problems, and turn those kids into teachers and principals and lawyers. So I said, I got to write this book. So then my cousin in Virginia Beach told me one day, one morning, he said, you got to write the book. Everybody in the family looks to you. Every question about their kids, about how they call Aunt Hattie, you got to write this book. So I did. I started writing the book, and then it's been a bestseller. And then out of that book has grown the picture book, which is historical picture book that will be out in January. And then the cookbook. I'm from the South. So I was cooking when I was 10 years old. And all through middle school, my aunt had three restaurants. And I ran one restaurant by myself in Norfolk. So cooking all of her famous dishes that people would come from miles around to get her hot dogs and the fried chicken and her cornbread and bread pudding, I know how to cook all of those. Been cooking those for the last 50 years. So everybody's always said, when are you going to write this down? Would you write this recipe down? Would you show me how to do this? So I just thought I'd just do a cookbook and just show everybody all of the recipes, even my colleagues at Compton State, you know, bring your mac and cheese for the Christmas party. Would you bring your chili for the faculty meeting? How about your cornbread? So I'm just writing all of my recipes down in a cookbook that people can make them and enjoy them themselves as they cook their holidays, daily meals, and just understand how all of these Southern dishes came about. And I got some little funny stories about some of the dishes in there. And I just thought I'd share those two books. The cookbook will be out in the next month, and the picture book will be out in time for Black History, because I'm taking some of the incidents that happened in my life, like the Brown versus Board of Education and other things, and weaving that into my journey and letting people see what impacts our life. Every day that something happens, it really impacts our lives, good, bad, or indifferent. And what do we do with these things in our lives that happen to us? Do we take the lemons and make lemonade? And how do you do that? So I'm talking people through some of the things that inspired me, that stumbled me, some of the detours in my life, and helping people to be inspired so they know that I don't care what happens in your life. As long as you're breathing, you get up the next morning, there's a chance for you to look at the glass half full, not half empty. So these books are all inspirational books, and I wish I could get all three books in everybody's hand. As a matter of fact, the publisher has put a sale on the two new books. Until December the 15th, you can get the two new books at a sale. You can go on my website, and no shipping. And go on the website, and she can you can get those two books. And then she's going to do a trilogy in January where you get all three books at a discount. So get those if you want them now. It's drhnwashington.com is my website, drhnwashington.com.
Excellent. You said something that touched my heart, macaroni and cheese. Everybody say they can make it, but everybody can't make it. If you can master the art of making macaroni and cheese,
that is my
test for people who say they can cook. I've talked to a lot of people. I've been to a lot of restaurants, and they say they can cook. But when I taste the macaroni and cheese, that's the litmus test for me. I can know whether a person can cook or not, because everybody cannot make macaroni.
Oh, my goodness.
My mother was the best that ever did it and got away with it. She understood that macaroni and cheese, and she made it with the welfare cheese. And that cheese was off the chain. That was the best macaroni and cheese you ever want to taste in your life. We're going to take a break, and I want you to come back with your closing statements. I want you to talk about where to get the book. I want people to know that they can come out and meet you on December 7th. We're coming right back with the one and only Hattie Washington. This is the Russell Price Morning Show. It's all about you. We'll be right back. Oh, I'm in with the in crowd. Do you want to be with the in crowd? You've got to be at this world's largest caring, giving Christmas celebration in the DMV. The biggest night in the DMV, December 7th, 2017, at the Masonic Temple Ballroom on the second level. We have the whole entire ballroom, including the hallways. We've got the red carpet fashion walk, fire fashion for the holiday, your black tie New Year's Eve party. Also meet some prominent business people who understand what it is to be about their business. We're also going to give away 250 wrapped, gift wrapped Christmas presents. Be There magazine, Oscars, the awards. We're giving out awards to the best of the DMV, the real movers and shakers, the big ballers and shot callers, the people who made a difference in 2017. And you're going to have the opportunity to meet the honorable, wonderful Hattie Washington. Not only is she an educated woman, a woman of class, she took that knowledge and her gracefulness and handed on down to her children. But now she's going one step further. She helps foster boys, boys that are becoming men through the grace and the works of her. But now she has the books out, and she's going to fill your belly with some recipes. Give us your closing statements.
One of the things that the Lord has put on my heart to do is writing that book. I had to walk away from it and come back because it just poured my heart out into that book. And then he put it on my heart to take the proceeds of this book and pay for foster boys, not just my foster boys, but other foster boys who want to further their education through the scholarship fund. Book that people purchase, go ahead and just know that these boys are going to college, and we got their back. If they help, when they buy a book, they're also helping these boys to get their education. And these are foster boys who age out of the foster care system and just need a helping hand, not a handout. So they can go to my website at drhnwashington.com. Stands for Dr. Hattie N. Washington, drhnwashington.com. Click on the button, two books now to December 15th. At a discount and free shipping. So just let know that God is in every book that you buy, and you're going to enjoy the book by itself, but now you're doing something to help someone else. And I'll see you on the 7th with Russell Singh. And Russell, I want you to know that Bruce Smallwood did the photography for my cookbook. We had the recipes kitchen tested, and Bruce did all the pictures. You met him at your former thing. He loves you and just enjoys what you're doing, and said, told me to tell you hello. Bruce Smallwood.
Oh, my mother, I hope he's going to come out on the 7th, and we'll see him again.
He's going to try.
Okay, I hope he can make it, because this is going to be such a what I call a meeting place for the holidays. We've given out some awards to Brandon Todd. He's a ward council person. We're going to have Yvette Alexander, a former council person, coming. Talk to Vincent Gray at the mayor's Christmas party.
We're
going to have some heavy hitters and some, but also we're going to have people like Ruth Wright. We're going to have Dr. Bruford, man. What is it? He's the philanthropist of the year. Put his money in his mouth as a bit. And also, in closing, I want to talk about Dr. Bruford, because Dr. Bruford is our philanthropist of the year 2017, and he has location. He's been there for 30 years at his office is on U Street, right next to Ben's Chili Bowl. It's right next to Ben's Chili Bowl. He's an oral surgeon, been there for 30 years, and what he has done, he was trying to do something for Thanksgiving. He wanted to give people who were in need of some kind of warmth, clothing, coats, gloves, and hats. But he decided to take it to another level. He says, I'm not just going to give it out Thanksgiving. I'm going to give it out all winter. So if you're looking for a pair of hats or gloves or scarves, whatever you need to keep warm, absolutely free. Just stop by Dr. Bruford's office right next to Vince Chili Bowl and pick up a pair of gloves or a scarf or a hat or whatever you need to keep warm. He's doing it all winter long. And you'll be able to meet him at the award ceremony. He's receiving the Philanthropist of the Year 2017. But that's just one of the people that will be there. You're going to meet Ruth Wright and Roger Chapman, the most powerful couple in the DMV, a woman who had a baby at 16 and bought her first house at 19. At 23, she bought a home for her mother. And then she decided to go into real estate, and now she has three homes in Woodmore. And she's a powerful person, but she's giving back also. You're going to meet people like that. That's who you're going to meet in this event. And you're going to meet you, Dr. Hattie Washington. Come on, I met you. I was so impressed with you when I met you. And you came out, you got a black card, you supported us, and you had the event at the Marriott Marquis. And we blew those people's mind because the owner of the restaurant, he had no idea it was going to be that magnitude. And when he told me, he said, I had no idea it was going to be that magnitude. You should have had that in the ballroom. How did I let you get away with that? He couldn't believe. We packed that restaurant, man. He said, my manager wouldn't get me because I'm not supposed to do nothing like that in a restaurant, man. But I took that to another level. It was wonderful. It was really wonderful. Well, we're going to look at this event on the 7th. And I'm going to look forward to seeing you again. So spread your word, though. Tell Lottie, Dottie, and everybody. It's going to be a big one. I want you to.
Hey, Russell, you had Travis, the models there, the Travis Winky models at that time. And one of the young ladies has become my mentee from that group. And she's happy with the cook. She's a senior at Morgan.
Well, you're going to see Travis Winky is coming back with the models on December 7th. He'll be there December 7th, all the way from Baltimore. He'll be there.
Oh, my goodness. He does such a wonderful one of my foster boys went to his program.
Right. Well, he'll be there on the 7th. And you're going to see anybody. You're going to see people you know, people that you want to know. It's going to be the most networking event for the holidays. And we're kicking it off. We're going to be making this thing right. So you're going to see it all. Anyway, we're going to close out. My name is Russell Price. I'm the publisher of magazine. I'm the hardest working man in marketing. I'm also known as the networking matchmaker. I put people together. I drive people to seats. I drive people to your website. We do it all. Get the black card. Go to myblackcardnow.com, and I'll see you on December 7th.
God bless.